First is John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the second is Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4 and 5. Surely we have borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. I've always been intrigued by the fact that the Bible calls Jesus the Word. To begin with, there must be all sorts of philosophical connotations to that term, the Word or the Logos. But I know better than to weigh the North Carolina waters this morning. It is the linguistic connotation that understandably fascinates me. The Word is indeed an apt designation for the second person of the Trinity. Jesus is the Word. Just as in our everyday communication, a word describes, reveals, clarifies, so Jesus describes, reveals, clarifies God his Father, both his love towards him and his love towards him. And may I push the comparison for all its worth? In that